USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The world's largest meat supplier is the latest target for hackers. JBS Meatpacking says hackers have gone after servers for its North America and Australian IT systems. Maine Independent Senator Angus King tells CNBC this is very concerning.
I can't overstate how concerned I am. We keep having wake-up calls, and we keep not waking up. And we're, you know, the meat packer, now it's the food supply. A month ago, it was fuels. It could be energy next. It could be transportation. It could be the financial sector. And we've really got to scale up our responses.
The Supreme Court says Johnson & Johnson must pay $2 billion to women who say its baby powder contained cancer-causing asbestos. The justice is siding with a lower court in Missouri. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
New Jersey police officers on patrol will be required to wear body cameras as a state law goes into effect. Democrat Governor Phil Murphy touting the technology as he was there to mark the milestone. Calls continue for a more thorough investigation from the World Health Organization regarding the origins of the COVID-19 pandemic. The British Intelligence Service is reevaluating their views on the lab leak theory, with some British spies telling the New York Times that it is feasible. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer is a House Oversight Committee ranking member.
At the very least, we're going to find out that China was not transparent. We're going to find out that China covered up what they knew. China's going to have a lot of explaining to do. And I think that the American people not only are going to demand that the Democrats hold hearings on this, they're going to demand that the Democrats join the Republicans in holding China accountable.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A rare act of bipartisanship on Capitol Hill.
Two lawmakers have introduced a bill that would ban American companies that sponsor the 2022 Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, China, from contracting with the federal government. Florida Republican Mike Waltz co-sponsored the bill with New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski, who explains to CNN why he believes that their bill is necessary.
I just don't think it's appropriate to hold the Olympics in a country that's committing a genocide. That's, you know, this is in some ways worse than 1936 in that respect. And what our bill does, it doesn't force the athletes to boycott. I don't want them to lose this experience, but it would put pressure on the U.S. corporate sponsors of the game by saying that they can't contract with the U.S. government if they sponsor these games.
A recent report from the State Department accused China of committing a genocide against the Muslim Uyghur people in its Xinjiang region. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Massachusetts police officer who tackled the Boston bomber during a gunfight in April of 2013 is calling it a career. Watertown Sergeant James Pugliese worked his final shift yesterday after more than 41 years of protecting and serving. He was off duty. Pugliese was off duty the day he took part in a fight with the two terrorists a few days after the attack. What he did that night is portrayed in the 2016 movie Patriots Day. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.